And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 47 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with any scattered light rain or drizzle to be ending this morning at a high of 56. Winds northwest at 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy with light rain tonight, a low of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Thursday reported numerous recent arrests. Authorities say 37-year-old Justin Christopher Sneed was arrested late Thursday morning on a warrant for failure to appear. He was previously arrested April 3rd for failure to appear on an original possession of marijuana charge, but had posted a $2,000 bond. 30-year-old Jan Paluchuk of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation after he was brought to the sheriff's office by a bail bondsman. On April the 6th, a 14-year-old male was arrested in Avoca for general assault in connection with an incident at the elementary or secondary school. His motivation on the arrest report was described as anti-heterosexual. No other information was provided. On April 5th, 35-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens of Oakland was served at the Pott County Jail with a warrant for voluntary absence from custody. Also arrested April 5th was 40-year-old Martin Edward Dahlke of Council Bluffs. He was served at the Pott County Jail with a warrant for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Dahlke was being held in the jail on prior charges of use of possession of drug paraphernalia. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 37-year-old Lee Fowler of Creston was arrested at around 11 p.m. on Thursday, and he was taken into custody at his residence on charges that include domestic abuse, assault, and possession of a controlled substance. Fowler was brought to the Union County Jail, where he was being held without bond until seen by a judge. In other news, a small tornado has been confirmed with a storm that hit Cedar Rapids Wednesday. According to the National Weather Service, one person suffered minor injuries when the tornado briefly hit the Summit View Village, a mobile home park on the city's southwest side, at around 9:15 p.m. Firefighters reported damage to at least two trailer homes, one of which had been torn off, the roof torn off. Officials of the National Weather Service determined that the EF0 tornado briefly touched down in Cedar Rapids. It was on the ground for about 1/2 mile before dissipating above a cornfield. The survey team estimated maximum winds at around 85 miles per hour. A woman was rescued from a railroad bridge early Thursday morning in Ames. The Union Pacific Railroad reported a distraught woman hanging off the bridge at Dayton Avenue just before 1:30 a.m. Ames Police Sergeant Joel Congdon said officers held the woman to keep her from falling.
The first thing was they wanted to kind of contain it and make sure that they were able to hang on to the woman that was in distress. And then once they had that secured, then they quickly formulated plans and figured out what they needed.
He says a fire department ladder truck was used to reach the woman and put her in a harness, and then she was lowered down. Congdon noted that officers didn't have a lot of room to work with at the scene.
The area that the officers had to work with, they basically had to stick their arms underneath the railing just to grab onto her. So they were dealing with a couple of different variables. You had to have your arm be able to fit through a tight spot, and I'm sure it was quite the exciting ordeal.
The woman was taken to Mary Greeley Medical Center for evaluation. Her name was not released. The Iowa legislature has voted to set up a state funding source for an automated system that lets law enforcement and victims track the evidence used to prosecute rapists.
These are horrendous crimes, and we certainly do need to do what we can to address them.
That's Senator Julian Garrett of Indianola. The Iowa Attorney General's office is using a nearly $800,000 federal grant for the system that records information about rape kits when evidence is collected at a hospital, to when evidence is processed at the state crime lab, and finally when evidence is turned over to a police or sheriff's department. The federal money for the system runs out in 2023. Garrett said the bill would keep the system operating by using a combination of criminal fines paid in Iowa courts and a percentage of what Iowa prison inmates earn by working at private sector jobs.
This will allow victims, county attorneys, and any entity with custody of a test kit to track it. Victims must be notified before a kit is disposed of.
Senator Janet Peterson of Des Moines cites the recent processing of more than 11,000 untested rape kits in the Detroit area that identified more than 800 potential serial rapists.
I do think we need to do a better job of tracking our rape kits.
A state audit in 2017 revealed Iowa law enforcement agencies had 4,200 untested evidence kits for alleged sexual assaults. By 2020, about 62% of those kits had been processed, and the state crime lab's average testing period for a rape kit had been reduced to 46 days. An animal rights activist whose investigations have made it a leading foe of the livestock industry has been charged with trespassing at a pig facility. It's the first case brought under Iowa's latest so-called ag gag law. Matthew Johnson is charged with trespassing at a food operation for his presence April 5th at an Iowa Select Farms sow operation in Dowse. Investigators say surveillance video captured Johnson approached one of the buildings and tried to pull a door to determine if it was locked before running away. Under the law signed by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds back in June of 2020, trespassing at a food operation is an aggravated misdemeanor that carries up to 2 years in prison. And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said she has rejected a federal request to accept migrant children into the state, saying the need to find homes for them is the president's problem. Reynolds said on Tuesday that her priority is the health and safety of Iowans, and the state doesn't have facilities to house migrant children for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Her stand on accepting immigrant children contrasts with her willingness to accept refugees coming into the U.S. in 2019, when then-President Donald Trump signed an executive order giving the states the right to refuse to take refugees. Reynolds was among more than 30 governors who said they would do so. That's a check of the news on KJAN. More online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.